Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we are brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Okay, everybody, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We have a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea, joining me in studio. Kick off the show this week, Rutgers, Rutgers, Rutgers. He is Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. He is Bob Flounders. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. We finally got a little taste of some winter weather, so hopefully we'll get that out of the way in time for a nice little trip to Piscataway, New Jersey, which is always one of my favorite stops, and I think a lot of beat writers feel the same way.
Why is it one of your favorite stops? Not one of your favorite stops.
I'll tell you why it's one of my favorite stops, because it's close by.
It's close by.
Absolutely. It's an easy drive.
You don't have to do planes and rental cars and multiple layers of it. It's just a straight drive down through. So we are going to talk about Penn State and Rutgers coming up in quarter number four. Ross Tucker, he's the third member of our on-air team. He will join us shortly. We're going to kick off with your six-pack for Saturday, Bob. Penn State versus Rutgers. Quarter two, Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Ross was in Beaver Stadium on Saturday. We'll see what he thought about the Wisconsin game and some of the things that he took away from it and what they mean going forward. Quarter number three are your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter four, as I said before, we'll preview Penn State at Rutgers. High Point Stadium now.
High Point Stadium. The last two trips to High Point Stadium for James Franklin's team. One was very interesting. One was not that interesting. The 2016 and 2014 games. One was close and one was in the rain and about as lopsided a game as I've seen.
Yeah, that was the night game, right?
That was the rainy night game. 39-0.
Yeah, and it was like 3-0 or something in the second quarter. They were kind of struggling a little bit. And then, anyway. So let's talk about Saturday. Rutgers, we're going to talk about the game more. They've lost 9 straight. They're 1-9. But let's talk about your six pack. And I want to start with the true freshman.
Yeah.
So early in the postseason, when the new NCAA rule came out about the four games, you identified this one in Maryland as
These should be games where, and I think these will be games where they've saved some eligibility and they can still redshirt these guys. But these two games in the Kent State game always made the most sense to play kids if they were ready to play. And then I think the fourth game will be the bowl game.
Correct.
So you can just probably figure out maybe who is from New Jersey, who is from Maryland that might be a true freshman. And if you do a little maybe sussing out there, you can kind of get to who you might see on the field that can still keep their eligibility.
There are several. They've played, what, 13 or 14 of them already?
14 scholarship true freshmen have played.
Micah Parsons, Pat Freiermuth, Jesse Luceda, Jake Pinniger, PJ Mustafer, Ricky Slade, and Jahan Dotson are all done.
They're past the threshold.
They're past the four-game threshold. They're all done. Who do you want to see on Saturday?
There's only one person I want to see, and I have a bold prediction about him in the
in quarter number four.
Yeah, I want to see Justin Shorter.
Okay.
And I want to see a lot of him in the second half, and I bet you we do see a lot of him in the second half. And I think that this is a big game for him. To me it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, but Penn State has not had a guy on the outside that they can throw deep to and make contested catches. They have not had that guy. Right. He fits the definition of what they are looking for, considering Juwan Johnson, who is another Jersey guy. You just don't know about his health. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that they get him a couple of series, and I would really be surprised if they didn't take a deep shot to Justin Shorter.
You think Juwan Johnson's injured?
I don't think there's any question.
It was a combination of lack of productivity.
Talk to a couple other guys. He on that 59-yard catch and run at Indiana,
right?
He pulled up a little funny, and okay. I think he played 10 snaps the next week, and he has not played since.
Correct.
So I think it is related to that specific play.
Hamstring, soft tissue injury, they call it in the NFL. They're the worst. They're the absolute worst. They take so long to come back. So your expectation is that he won't play. And that you're looking.
He might
to see
play.
Justin,
I mean, it's been a couple of weeks. As a fantasy football owner who's owned Leonard Fournette, I know that hamstrings can be longer than you really think. He's just about torpedoed my season. But that's just a tangent. Sorry.
Yeah, talk about Eagles fans know too, right? At the running back position, they got a guy with a hamstring, and then he was going to come back and then tweaked it. But anyway, we're going to keep talking Penn State. Let's go to another one of your six-pack for Saturday.
Also, by the way, Jason Owe is from New Jersey.
Yes.
He is eligible to play. Franklin praised him, went out of his way to praise him, middle of the week practice. Probably an indicator that if they get a chance, they might play him.
Ding, ding, ding. That's your reading the tea leaves. All right. Penn State back to normal. I'm very curious why you have that as one of your things for Saturday, and what is normal?
Well, I mean... When Penn State started the season, there was really no stopping this running game. They almost ran for 400 yards against Illinois, but I think it's the first six games, I believe, or first five or six games, they had at least 200 yards rushing, including the Ohio State and Michigan State games. But that really has kind of gone away in the last month of the season. They took a step in the right direction against Wisconsin, running for 183 yards. This is not a good Rutgers run defense. I'd be surprised if they don't run for 200, 250 yards in this game. Miles is going to get his. Should see Tommy. I hope they don't run Trace unless they have to.
Right.
But there's
right.
some other people they can turn to. But I think this is, you know, I thought the Wisconsin game was a really good step getting back on track. They committed to running the ball with Miles Sanders. I don't think you stop now, especially given what's left, and especially given, let's not forget about the push.
Up front.
The push to get to a New Year's Six bowl game.
Yeah.
You want to win authoritatively. You want to move up in the rankings. Easiest way to do that the next 2 weeks is to run the ball.
Am I wrong? Was there a Ricky Slade sighting?
There was.
Against Wisconsin?
I think he had two carries.
Yeah.
Did not do much. But just to signal that maybe whatever they were mad at him about, I think the skies are clearing.
I'm just throwing it out there. This might be a week where you get maybe an opportunity for him to have a larger dose. Because is he cleared the threshold? Yes.
Yeah. He's another one that's cleared the threshold. Sorry.
He's cleared the threshold as
like
well.
He's got six games.
Gotcha. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. Quarter number one this week. Ross Tucker will join us shortly. We got Bob's six pack for Saturday. Trace McSorley is on the threshold of becoming the winningest quarterback in Penn State football history.
Yeah, and I think, you know,
significant.
I think it's very significant. You look at the release every week they put out about all the records he holds. But this one really, I think, is really up there as much as any record, because it's not just about him, it's about the team.
Right.
He's got 29 career wins. He is looking 30 dead in the eye, I would think, this week. I found it interesting. It didn't surprise me that Todd Blackledge was one of the people he was tied with. But Tony Sacca was the other one, and I had to remember that Joe played him as a true freshman, I believe, or as a redshirt freshman.
Right.
And he had a long career. So those are the three guys tied at 29. Trace is going to start the game, so he's going to get 30, and he's got a pretty good shot at getting to 32.
I'll give you some backwards math. This is his 38th start.
Yeah.
And he's going for win number 30.
40 starts. Think about that. A chance to start 40 games
40
in college.
Games. Yep.
I mean, he played 60 in high school.
Was it 55 and 5?
So let's do the math some more, Ashay. 60 plus 40
is a hundy.
100 career starts combined in high school and college. That's pretty neat.
So 55 if he gets his 30, so he'd be an 85% winning quarterback.
This is where we get into deep waters, man.
This is where we're getting. All right, let's talk about special teams, or what I call the not so special teams. For Penn State, it's been pretty consistent all year. Why are you
better.
Watching them on set? It is a little better.
Because I was looking through the stats this week, the one we haven't really talked about. Well, who are their best coverage players? And I think that the mark of a good coverage player is obviously they're judged by the tackles they make. And I just thought it was interesting to bring up the three guys that are kind of leading the way in tackles. Not really that surprising, but I mean, it speaks to, you know, we're talking about Micah Parsons as an outside linebacker playing like 80% of the snaps now. They're listing Coe as the starter, but so what?
Why?
But he also has 5 special teams tackles, which leads the team all on kickoffs. Jonathan Sutherland and Lamont Wade they're tied with 4. I think Lamont's are all on punts, and Sutherland's got 2 kickoff, 2 punts. But those are the guys, and they're aggressive guys. So you got to kind of want to run down the field,
right.
Especially on kickoffs. And you could get, I mean, it could go badly for you when you do run down the field at full speed if somebody targets you. But it speaks to their aggression, and I just think that those are 3 players, especially Sutherland and Micah, that are going to have big roles on the Penn State defense moving forward.
We'll talk about this during the offseason, but it's been since the preseason or maybe even week 1 since we've mentioned the name Lamont Wade. So, I mean, we'll talk about that a lot during the offseason.
I don't know that they've really figured out his position, because they list him – John Reed is the star, which is the nickel,
right,
or the 5th defensive back. He's listed there. He's also listed at safety. So I still think that maybe this offseason, maybe they're going to think about where does he fit best for this team.
Right. So let's get one more in. Let's talk about Etor Gross Matos. First of all, okay, Wisconsin's got a lot of guys on that are going to the NFL, and their offensive line's still pretty darn good. They couldn't block him.
They could not. The Dietzen kid.
Literally.
The Dietzen kid is a good player. I think he got hurt in the game.
I agree.
He came back. I don't know that he was 100%, but Etor destroyed him inside. Like, he would set him up, and he would come just firing off the edge inside. And Ross really liked how he played against Michigan, even though that was a rout. I don't know if you remember how he talked about him.
Yes.
So Etor is doing it against the very best competition that Penn State has faced as a second-year player with 15.5 tackles for loss. I mean, the fact that he's very soft-spoken, and Dustin Hawkinsmith was talking to me yesterday about an interview he did with them 2 years ago.
Right.
And he said to get 50 total words out of Etor's mouth, he had to ask him about 50 questions.
No, he's right.
So he doesn't, you know, he's a little bit shy, a little soft-spoken, and who would we possibly compare him to that is – on the field, off the field, like that, it's Courtney Brown.
Courtney Brown.
The quiet storm, who's got 70 career tackles for loss, so that's probably never going to get caught. But Etor's got 15.5 tackles for loss, 3 games left, 2 of them against suspect offensive lines. I think he's going to eat. So I think if he gets to 20 or 20-plus, you look at the list of players that are on that list, I mean, he's really positioned himself to be one of the better defensive linemen ever play at Penn State.
Couple of guys on that list of 20-plus tackles for a loss. Courtney Brown twice, 29 and 23. Terry Killens, Michael Haynes, LeVar Arrington, Aaron Maben, Maurice Evans, all guys that stood out. So Etor would fit. So, all right, that'll do it for quarter number 1 from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick with us. Tucker's Tape is coming up next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.